This is a story about a woman who traveled miles to thank World War II veterans she never met but owed her life to. The woman is Deborah Long from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She's an instructor and a genealogist and a daughter of Holocaust survivors. Since she was a little girl, she always wanted to know about her family's history, and eventually she made it her mission to find out who the American soldiers were who saved her mother from a concentration camp in Germany.
I've been doing a lot of reading of military books, and I came across this list for the liberating unit from Salzwedel, where my mom was emancipated, and came across Norman Carn's name. He was the lieutenant colonel for the division at that time, and I just started to Google Norman Carnes, found his obituary. Within a few steps, I was able to locate his son, Norman Carnes' son, Bruce.
Long wanted to thank Bruce Carnes for what his father did in the war, rescue her mother from the camp. By some massive coincidence, Carnes' daughter, Sarah, happens to work at the Veterans Affairs Facility in Bedford, Massachusetts. She's the clinical librarian and a veteran. While her grandfather, the Liberator, is gone, Carnes invited Long to come up from North Carolina and thank other World War II veterans herself. Earlier this year, Long did come and told a group of them her story.
You're looking at a picture of my mother shortly after she was liberated from Salzwedel, Germany, which was a concentration work camp. She is still wearing the jacket that an American soldier gave her, even though this is months after liberation.
The vets were quiet during the presentation, but she spoke with each of them at the end. One of them was the former Army Sergeant Russell Lang, 106th Infantry. He's 97 now and was a prisoner of war, eager to tell her his story.
I was caught, and so the war was getting closer, and the bombs were down in the area. They were going boom, boom. I remember well, but I just wanted to tell you, I'm glad that you met you.
I'm glad you met you, too, to thank you.
Thank you.
She leans down to his wheelchair to give him a hug.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
For Deborah Long, having vets just see the family of Holocaust survivors is important.
Sometimes people don't realize what their impact is down the line. Many of them have suffered greatly about what they saw. They were very young boys, like my parents were very young, and I think many of them were traumatized and shocked and felt guilt at what they did or what they didn't do or what they couldn't do. And I wanted to let them know that, at least in my case, I can speak for my family, they saved a whole world of people.
So it's something you're doing for them and for you both.
Oh, definitely. I don't want to make this sound like it's selfless. I'm doing this as a way of honoring my parents. I'm a poor substitute for them, but it's better that I'm 60-some years late than not to say thank you at all.
The gift that Debbie's given us is priceless.
Sarah Carnes is the woman whose grandfather helped rescue Deborah Long's mother.
It was the missing puzzle piece. As a veteran myself, I've had the experience of going on deployments and not knowing whether the efforts and sacrifices that we had made a difference. And of course, as a relative of veterans, you know, you do wonder whether or not what they'd gone through, what their families had gone through, was worth the sacrifice. You know inherently that it was. But here we have proof that their efforts to combat the Nazis and to shut down the concentration camps was not in vain. To meet somebody who literally exists because of the efforts of veterans is of the most profound nature.
Sarah Carnes of the Bedford, Massachusetts VA, and before that, Deborah Long of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Their families are forever linked by the events in Germany in World War II.